Now, you don't like dogma. Tell us why not. Tell us what dogma is to you and why you don't like it.
Well, I would say dogma is a belief which is put forth as truth. And as it's coined like that, you're not expected to ever question it. It's an absolute truth, and it doesn't matter if there's any facts or any science or any kind of logic or reason to support it. So I think religion is quite a topic which maybe is a bit sensitive, but I think for sure if we look at religion critically, we can see that there's a lot of dogma that goes into it. And so for me, I was realizing that in science, you can also get dogma, which is ironic because the spirit of science is actually an anti-dogmatic spirit. I was looking for the quote before the interview. I couldn't remember who said it, but there was a great quote. Basically, the guy said that the spirit of science is essentially coming up with a theory and then making relentless attempts to prove that theory wrong. So basically, what he's saying is that it's good to be wrong in science because that means you're getting closer to the truth of whatever you're trying to investigate. So there's no shame in being wrong in science, and it's a good thing because it means you're getting closer to the truth. But I think that the ego kind of gets involved, and especially when you're talking about like big institutions, like let's say, for example, the American Heart Association, there's a huge amount of money and a huge power that's behind it. And when they come forth with a position that says, for example, dietary cholesterol is bad for your heart and bad for your cholesterol levels, if that idea is later proven wrong, which now it's quite clear that even Dietary Guidelines Committee, which creates the dietary guidelines for Americans, they've indicated that they're going to be dropping the 300 milligrams per day of dietary cholesterol requirement that they've had for decades, and based on the conclusion that there's no scientific evidence to support it. So the point is that when an institution comes forward with a strong position and says you should not eat cholesterol or you should not eat saturated fat, they would rather not admit that they're wrong and just continue to be wrong just to keep face, you know? So it's this idea that they're pushing a dogma and they're like embarrassed. I think they feel that they're discredited or it ruins their reputation if they come out and say, oh guys, sorry, we were wrong about that. But for anyone who really cares about science, I think it's quite admirable and quite honorable for you to say, okay, well, yeah, we were wrong, but so what? Now we found out based on this study and this study and this study that we were wrong, but now we're going towards the truth. So that's why I don't like dogmas, because it kind of contaminates and pollutes science when actually the true spirit of science is an anti-dogmatic spirit.